Iowa sophomore Jordan Canzeri was essentially forgotten for most of the year as the Hawkeyes leaned on fellow running backs Mark Wiseman and Damon Bullock. Well, Canzeri enters Iowa's most crucial stretch of the season, more valuable than ever. Canzeri did more than just give Wiseman and Bullock a breather in Iowa's last game, a 38-14 romp at Purdue on November 9th. He brought Iowa's stumbling running game back to life with 165 yards and a touchdown on 20 carries. The Hawkeyes host Michigan Saturday before closing out the regular season at Nebraska. Canzeri and his fresh legs could play a key role for Iowa in the final 2 weeks. We'll have both those games for you here on the radio. The Michigan contest is Saturday morning, kickoff at 11:05. We're on the air at 9 o'clock with the pregame. And the Nebraska contest is the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday morning contest, 9 o'clock pregame, and 11:05 will be kickoff for that contest. Elsewhere, college football news, UCLA offensive lineman Torian White has been suspended from the team indefinitely after his arrest on suspicion of sexual assault. The Bruins have confirmed White was arrested early Sunday morning at an apartment complex near campus after police were called to the residence in response to a disturbance. He remained in custody yesterday as the district attorney's office continues its investigation. Three former college football players have filed a federal lawsuit in Minnesota alleging that the NCAA did not inform former players about the risks of concussions inherent in the sport. The lawsuit filed also says the NCAA failed in its duty to establish protocols to prevent, monitor, and treat brain injuries. Former University of Minnesota linebacker Joey Balthazar and former Vanderbilt players Paul Morgan and Cliff Deese are named as plaintiffs. The suit seeks medical monitoring and testing for former players who are suffering from head injuries related to their playing days. The suit seeks class action status, but is limited to players who did not play in the NFL. Similar suits have been filed elsewhere around the country. A North Carolina appeals court is clearing the way for a lawsuit that could force the University of Maryland to pay a $52 million fee for leaving the Atlantic Coast Conference. A court of appeals panel rejected Maryland's bid to dismiss the lawsuit filed in the ACC's headquarters city of Greensboro. The three-judge panel's unanimous decision means Maryland has no automatic right to a state Supreme Court appeal. The ACC sued Maryland after the school said in November that it was leaving for the Big Ten Conference. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have released defensive tackle Anthony Torabio, and they signed former New England Patriots defensive tackle Kyle Love. The Chiefs made the moves Tuesday, 2 days after a loss to the Denver Broncos. Torabio joined the Chiefs in 2010 and had hung around the past four seasons despite having to impress three different head coaches. He was pressed into service against the Broncos on Sunday night when Mike DeVito had to leave a loss with a leg injury. It's unknown how long DeVito will be out. Love started 25 games over the past three seasons in New England but was waived in May after he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. He was claimed by the Jaguars and then cut in September. Well, the Broncos' win over the previously undefeated Chiefs drew the largest television audience for a primetime November game in 17 years. Denver's 27-17 victory averaged 26.9 million viewers Sunday on NBC. The network said Tuesday that was up 48% from last season's Week 11 Sunday night football game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It was the most for a November primetime NFL game since 31.5 million people watched the defending Super Bowl champion Cowboys beat Brett Favre and the Packers on Monday Night Football on ABC in 1996, when the population was smaller. Well, the New Orleans Saints secondary will be a little thinner the rest of the year. Saints coach Sean Payton says Jabari Greer suffered a season-ending left knee injury in Sunday's comeback win over San Francisco. Payton had hinted Monday that the injury was serious, but waited until Tuesday to disclose the cornerback tore his ACL and would be placed on injured reserve. Payton says second-year cornerback Corey White is expected to take over Greer's starting role as he did during last Sunday's game. The Browns and the city of Cleveland reached a tentative agreement to fund a two-year, $120 million makeover of First Energy Stadium. That deal calls for the team to finance the entire cost for the renovation while recouping $42 million from the city. That deal must be approved by Cleveland's city council. In hoops action last night, Oklahoma State posted an easy victory over Memphis in the lone top 25 matchup of the night in men's basketball. Marcus Smart poured in a career-high 39 points, and Markell Brown added 20 as the 7th-ranked Cowboys blasted the number 11 Tigers 101-80. Elsewhere in top 25 play, Perry Ellis scored 21 points, and 2nd-ranked Kansas went on a 19-4 spurt in the second half to pull away in an 86-66 victory over Iona. Montrezl Harrell had 20 points and 9 rebounds as 3rd-ranked Louisville hammered Hartford 87-48 in the Hall of Fame tip-off. James Young drained 5 three-pointers and scored 26 points as 4th-ranked Kentucky hammered UT Arlington 105-76. Julius Randle added 22 points and 10 rebounds for the Wildcats. Arizona rolled over Rhode Island 87-59 behind Nick Johnson's 20 points and 10 rebounds. Sixth-ranked Duke led by just 1 point with 6:58 left before they pulled out an 83-74 win over East Carolina in the NIT season tip-off tournament. Frank Kaminsky scored a school-record 43 points, and 12th-ranked Wisconsin shot a blistering 59% as they beat North Dakota 103-85. Joseph Young scored 20 points, and number 17 Oregon put together a 16-0 run in the second half in a 69-54 win over Utah Valley. Marcus Tyus led Nebraska-Omaha with 24 points as they posted an impressive 91-59 victory over South Carolina State last night. In the NBA last night, it was Washington over Minnesota 104-100. Miami beat Atlanta 104-88. Detroit over New York 92-86. Houston beat Boston 109-85. And Sacramento topping Phoenix 107-104. In the National Hockey League, Toronto beat the New York Islanders 5-2. Philadelphia 5-2 over Ottawa. St. Louis beat Buffalo 4-1. Boston over the New York Rangers 2-1. Montreal shut down Minnesota 6-2, Nashville over Detroit 2-0, Colorado beat Chicago 5-1, Edmonton over Columbus 7-0, Florida in a shootout 3-2 over Vancouver, and L.A. beat Tampa Bay 5-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals are hoping to purchase their minor league affiliate in Memphis as city leaders there consider a plan to save the financially strapped Class AAA Redbirds. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that general manager John Mozeliak and chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. are scheduled to meet with Memphis business leaders to pitch that plan. The Memphis Redbirds Baseball Foundation and the Cardinals announced a tentative purchase deal last week. The Memphis City Council will consider the offer at its December 3rd meeting. The city would acquire AutoZone Park and they would lease the stadium to the Cardinals. The Cardinals already own three of their minor league affiliates, Class A Palm Beach and the Gulf Coast League team, both of which play in Jupiter, Florida, and the Class AA Springfield team in southwest Missouri. A person with knowledge of the deal says reliever LaTroy Hawkins has agreed to a one-year, $2.5 million deal with the Colorado Rockies. Hawkins returns to Denver after spending the 2007 season with the Rockies and helping the team make its run to the World Series, where Colorado was swept by the Boston Red Sox. The right-hander spent last season with the New York Mets going 3-2 with a .293 earned run average and 13 saves. And golfers will no longer be penalized if their ball moves from a resting position without their knowledge under new rules next year by the sport's governing bodies. The U.S. Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club addressed that issue of video technology while they were announcing several rules changes this week. In a joint statement, the organization said yesterday that when enhanced technological evidence shows that a ball has changed location, it will not be deemed to have moved if that movement was not reasonably discernible to the naked eye at that time. The RNA and the USGA say improved technology has brought a new level of scrutiny to rules issues arising in elite golf tournaments and an increasing number of inquiries to officials from those watching on television. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.